Hey, what's going on, friends? I want to just tell you, I am so excited because today we are starting a brand new series called Crazier Faith. Now, I know some of y'all will be like, crazy faith, crazier faith. Yeah, we're going to a whole other level. And I believe this is a message from God that you need to hear. See, God wants to do incredible things in and through your life in this next season, but it will be impossible without faith. He wants to take the limits off of you. So get ready, because today there will be no cap to all the things that God wants to do in your life. It's time for crazier faith. I need to be very clear about it, is this is not a message that I got on my way to church today. This message of crazier faith that God is about to let us walk into is something that God started in me, honestly, from a young boy. But I just got to put it in message form over the past 3 years. In 2019, we started a series called Crazy Faith. And for some reason, it hit the hearts of people, and it hit the heart of the church, and it went viral, and people started getting tattoos of crazy faith and started walking in crazy faith. And some people left their job in crazy faith, but you didn't hear from God, so you was broke. And then there's other people that went out and married somebody in crazy faith, and all of these different things were happening. But I was asking God, what was the significance of it happening? And he said, Michael, I've said it from the beginning of when I wrote the Bible. When the Son of Man returns and I search the whole earth, will I find faith? It didn't say, will I find a church? Will I find songs? Will I find a prayer meeting? Will I find faith? There's something about faith that is a key ingredient to being able to live out the purpose of God on your life. Somebody say, I need faith. Say it like you mean it. Say it with your chest. And until you realize that you can't be the mother you want to be without faith, that you can't be the father you want to be without faith, that you cannot be the employee you want to be without faith, until you realize you need faith to please God and to reach purpose, you live your life below what God has called you to live. Somebody just say it one more time. I need faith. So one day I was driving in 2018, the end of 18-19, and this song that I love came on by Gnarls Barkley, Crazy. And I've listened to that song hundreds of times. And I'm a producer, so I break it down and I listen to the orchestra and I love the vocal and I love all the different things about it, the vintage retro sound of the drums. I listen to it. But this time the words is what captured me. And when I begin to listen to the third verse, he said something. He said, my heroes had the heart to lose their life out on the limb. And I remember thinking, I want to be just like them. And when I heard those words, I thought about all the Bible characters that we love, from Moses and Abraham and David and all that other stuff. And those people we talk about because they did something that wasn't safe. They lived their life out on the edge. They were on the limb where this could go bad or this could go really good. And many Christians and people that profess to believe in God are way back here in complete safety. Yep, we want to worship from back here. We want to give God praise from up here. But your purpose is right here. But I don't want to fail, and I don't want to mess up my future. And God says, you're missing your future, because your future is lived in faith. And I begin to think about people who we're thousands of years removed from Abraham living on this earth. And people talk about Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons have Father Abraham, and I am one of them. Whoa, and so are you. Come on, so let's all praise the Lord. Right on. Some of y'all went to the same youth group that I went to, and other people are like, John, what the heck? I got you. But what I'm telling you is, we're talking about Abraham over 2,000 years ago, but the reason we talk about him is because he had faith. When you go to Hebrews 11, there's this whole thing called the Hall of Faith.
and it starts chronicling people like Abraham, Noah, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. My question is, will your name and picture be in the hall of faith? Will they come down that hall and see Will and Brenda and Natalie and Bree and Tammy and Mo and Michael and put your name? And you didn't even believe you would be there. And shout your name out. And put your name in the chat. And I'm telling you that God's design for your life is that at the end of this thing, there is a plaque and a picture that goes in the hall of faith. I feel this thing already. That I live my life on the edge, live my life in obedience, live my life in the will of God, live my life being generous, live my life doing the things God told me to do, even when everybody else was scared to. Will your name be in the hall of faith? And at that moment, when I heard this Gnarls Barkley song, and I began to look at my life, I said, I'm not going to play it safe with a life that doesn't belong to me. Did you give yourself that breath you took this morning? This life was given to me by God. And God said, will you please give me back control of the life I gave you? And that's when I decided we are going to live in, everybody shout at me, crazy faith. No, you got to say it a little crazy. Say crazy faith. And so let me give you a definition of crazy faith. And for everybody who thinks they know what this series is about because you were at the other 19 parts of the series and maybe you got a pre-copy of the book, I'm not preaching one message from that. Everything's fresh. Oh, I'm not about to come warm up something after 2.5 years and try to serve it to you. Baby, I've been in the kitchen. And this thing is fresh. So I want you to write down and take notes because this may be your manual for the next decade of your life. Crazy faith, write this definition down, are thoughts and actions that lacks reason, but trusting fully and what you cannot explicitly prove. I'm gonna say it one more time because some of you got that in your head, but we needed to drop to your heart. Crazy faith are thoughts and action that don't make no sense. This lacks reason. Why in the world would I do that? That doesn't make, I went to school for something completely different. There's no logical, eschatological way that this would be able to ever systematically happen. Like, it don't make no sense. It lacks reason. But for some reason, I trust it. But for some reason, I know that the pastor of a church that was gone for 16 years should not trust it to this young black dude who don't have nothing but 6 months of TCC higher education. But for this don't make no sense. But for some reason, I trust it. And trusting fully enough to put your weight on it and what you cannot explicitly prove. I can't prove to you that this will work. But for some reason, something on the inside of me is telling me that I gotta move with this crazy faith. Look what Hebrews 11:1 says. Now faith. Everybody shout at me now. Yeah, the best time to walk in faith was yesterday. But the second best time to start walking in faith is now. Because some of y'all made a decision last week and even got up this morning ready to carry that thing out. And God's saying, that was not me. But right now, you can start walking in faith. Somebody just one more time shout at me now. As you're watching this, no matter what time, no matter what time zone, no matter what country, right now is always right now. And God is saying that now faith is confidence in what we hope for. And assurance, not insurance, assurance, and what we cannot see. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now, I want you to see yourself on the beach with the body you want. Hey, sha-ta-ta-da-bo. I want you to see and feel the water going back and forth. And I want you to know you got enough money in the bank to stay there a month. Uh-huh, somebody, that just hit because you was worried. But I need you to know that when you see the bank account, there's a lot of zeros in it. I want you to see yourself with your favorite drink just next to you. And some of you will be a little stronger than others, but I just want you to see it next to you with some colors and a pineapple on it. And then I want you to see yourself with somebody you love, a friend, a husband, a wife. Can you see it? No, for real, can you see it? Can you see it? For some people, open your eyes, look at me. It's hard for you to see it because you don't feel it. And what many people are trapped in right now is a place where God is trying to allow them to see something they will have before their situation turns around and changes into that thing. And in an age where we believe more in Google than God, in an age where we want to know the facts and we're checking people all the way down, see, what God is saying to you is there's a level of this life that I'm going to ask you to do things that do not make logical sense. And I know all my ones on the Enneagram are going crazy right now because I need to be able to plan and I need to be able to strategize. And God's saying your strategy is me. If I be for you, then who can be against you? If I mark out the steps of a good man or a good woman, you gotta trust me in faith.
Are you living a life of fear, or are you living a life of faith? In Pastor Mike Todd's new series, Crazier Faith, Pastor Mike reveals how crazy faith starts when you are found faithful, and then when you are found faithful, favor finds you. With this brand new series on faith and favor, you'll learn that favor is always an invitation to another level of faith. In this real talk conversation, Pastor Mike asks, is your faith working or is it just chilling? He exposes the truth. You are either walking in faith, pursuing God's purpose with intentionality, or not walking in faith and not pleasing God. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that without faith, we cannot be saved. Without faith, we cannot pray. And without faith, the Christian life cannot be what God intends it to be. He examines what the Bible teaches about burning your backup plans and stepping out in faith. If you're always holding on to what could have been, you will never go get what is. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 1, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 1 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-638-4834 or go to tbn.org/crazier1 to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-683-4834 or go online right now.
And all I'm trying to say with this message in the book in this series is that you got to see it before you see it. See your family whole and at Christmas together 2022. I know everybody crazy right now and Uncle Junebug locked up at this current moment, but see yourself being able to give them some of the mashed potatoes. See yourself. Now, see, some of y'all are like, that doesn't even make sense. Your vision for the future from God is so important to how you move into the next thing God has for you. And I'm about to shake you for the next 14 weeks. You heard me. It's crazy till Christmas. Yeah. I have a message for every weekend till Christmas to shake you out. My assignment is to shake you out of lazy faith. My assignment, because I really believe, Aaron, with everything in me, 2022 has a purpose set up for you that is so much bigger. It's beyond your belief. But if you get to the gate and do not have the payment of faith, what if everything God wants to do will not take money? Help me, Holy Spirit. What if what God wants to do through your company, your business, your family, and your life does not take smarts? What if the only payment you need to change the trajectory of generations with your last name is, shout it at me, faith? And I'm gonna help you believe in God to the point that faith becomes the thing that you wake up with, you go to sleep with, that you give away when you go to the grocery store. People gonna walk around you and be like, I don't know why, but when I hug them and I talk to them and I get my hair done from them and I listen to their music and when I go to their kids' birthday party, something in me leaps. Woo! I don't know, there's certain people I get around and my baby jumps. The thing that's on the inside of me says, uh-oh, somebody's around that can help me believe. And that thing that we all need is, shout it with me, faith. Without faith, according to John 3:16, we can't be saved. Without faith, we can't pray, according to Matthew 21:22. Without faith, we can't live the Christian life that we're supposed to, according to John 10:10. You need faith. So today, let me walk you through a story of a man who lived in crazy faith. It's one of the people who maybe don't get talked about as much. And today God literally opened up the Bible to me in a new way. I've never preached a message on this Bible character before, but I feel like I can see him right now, and I'm gonna try to make this movie come alive to you today. Today we're talking about a man named Elisha. Okay? Somebody's like, come on, come on. They don't know what I'm about to say. But what I'm telling you is Elisha lived in crazy faith. Now, on the screen, I've put up Elijah. Because growing up in church, they don't really give you no pictures that go with your Bible stories. And so it was always these two guys, Elijah and Elisha, and I got them mixed up for my whole life. And I decided today, I'm gonna help you never mix them up again. Elijah is the OG, he's Denzel. Okay? Elijah, we gonna call him EJ for the rest of this sermon, okay? He was a prophet of God, did mighty things, powerful on the earth. And then he had a successor, and his name was Elijah. J comes before S in the alphabet. There it is. I'm about to say the dictionary, that too. But it comes before that. And so Elisha, we're going to give him Brother Michael B. Jordan. Okay? Some of y'all didn't shout that much in praise and worship. Sit your butt down. Okay? So you never get this mixed up again. EJ or Elijah, he's the OG. And today we're talking about Elisha, okay? Who was a man that lived his life in crazy faith. Go with me to 1 Kings 19:19. Now, I'm about to preach three sermons in one really fast. So y'all stick with me and everybody pray in the back, okay? Because I ain't preached in a long time. But I need to get to the end of Elisha's life. But many times you can't start at the end of a thing till you understand how it started. That's a whole nother message, Mima, that I can't give them right now. But some of y'all have really been trying to get to the end of the thing, and God's trying to make you revisit how good he was at the beginning of the thing. And so I need to go to 1 Kings 19:19 so you can see how Elijah even got called into this life of crazy faith. Look what it says. So Elijah, the OG, Denzel, EJ, went and found, underline, circle, make a star by the word found, Elisha, son of Shaphat. That's a really interesting name. Plowing a field. There was 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. I want to keep reading, but I can't because there's too much gold right there. The first thing I have to point out is that Elijah or EJ was looking for Elisha. I came to tell you my first point. It's looking for you. Your next level, your next promotion, your next relationship group is looking for you. You don't have to network your way into the next thing God's about to do. You don't have to dumb down who God created you to be to fit in with people you were never supposed to fit in with. The next thing God is going to do for you is looking for you. Somebody say, it's looking for me. The future is looking for you. Elisha was not trying to get bumped up and promoted doing what he was doing in plowing the field and working with the oxen. He was just being faithful where he was placed. In this day and age, who's ready for the upgrade all the time? The iPhone 12 looked just like the iPhone 13 and ain't no new features, just new names. And we're trying to go from relationship iPhone 11 to iPhone 12. And her name is Sally and this one's name is Susan. And you're always trying to go to the next. And God said, would you stay still and be faithful where I placed you? Because if you would stay there and be faithful, you would be found. Let me just give it to you in a point. Crazy faith starts when you are found faithful. Yes, Lord. And may the problem with many of our lives of why God can't do the next thing that he wants to do in our lives is because he can't find us. He only can see you if you're faithful. You so shifty with your priorities. You want a new word every year, but you ain't obeyed the one he gave you 3 years ago. You in your sixth church? And every church it was the leader? That was too close. You at your fourth job in your third city? And it's always, you've been to the East Coast, to the West Coast, the dirty South, now you in Canada? And it's always them. And God said, could I find you faithful? Did God show up at your last location? Did he deliver the package of what was next in your purpose to the place you should have been, not where you're actually at? I got to leave it alone. But my question is, will you be found faithful? When I started in this journey of pastoring, I wasn't trying to be a pastor. I was found faithful. You know where I started serving in this church? Behind the soundboard. Shout out to Paul. Can we give the sound man a little bit in the back? Gotta sound it real good.
Are you living a life of fear or are you living a life of faith? In Pastor Mike Todd's new series, Crazier Faith, Pastor Mike reveals how crazy faith starts when you are found faithful, and then when you are found faithful, favor finds you. With this brand new series on faith and favor, you'll learn that favor is always an invitation to another level of faith. In this real talk conversation, Pastor Mike asks, is your faith working or is it just chilling? He exposes the truth. You are either walking in faith, pursuing God's purpose with intentionality, or not walking in faith and not pleasing God. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that without faith, we cannot be saved. Without faith, we cannot pray. And without faith, the Christian life cannot be what God intends it to be. He examines what the Bible teaches about burning your backup plans and stepping out in faith. If you're always holding on to what could have been, you will never go get what is. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 1, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 1 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-638-4834 or go to tbn.org/crazier1 to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-683-4834 or go online right now.
Ooh, we are just getting started, and I hope this message has helped someone today. I want you to see what God has for you. And the question really is, are you ready to see? Are you ready to see God do amazing things in your life? This is going to take some crazy faith. And I want to be your crazy faith coach. I don't want you to miss 1 week of this amazing series because I'm going to show you how to experience everything God wants to do in and through your life. I want to let everybody know that this series is a continuation of something God gave me over 3 years ago. And it has come to this moment where I put the principles and the thoughts of living in crazy faith in a brand new book called Crazy Faith. It's only crazy until it happens. I want you to get the principles of this book. Come back and join me every day right here only on TBN, and you are gonna start living and walking in crazier faith. Until next time, my friends, go out and live a transformed life. Peace. I will.